tries to throw. Light caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! The best quarterback to pass catcher duo in National Football League history.
Hell of a game, dog. Way to play, dog. We'll get another one. Let's go get another one.
That audio of NFL.com, NFL Films, as they did the game last week as well with every other game. Patrick Mahomes' pass to Travis Kelce over Azeez Al-Shaahir when he just stood over him. Welcome to the league, kid. You punk.
Yeah, he's a cheap shot artist, that guy. Yeah. He sucks.
Well, he's watching.
His stand-up's good, though.
Yeah, he's watching the rest of this playoff round.
You think he is? You think those guys are watching once they get eliminated, do you? 100%.
100%.
Because I know if anything should happen that I don't like, I ain't watching that game on that 9th of February.
It's their life.
Which means I don't think they are watching. They're down in Cancun enjoying Mai Tais and forgetting about life for a few weeks.
We'll get into the last of Max Pack and Bob's bottom feeders here in about 10 minutes, but quite possibly Kansas City. I know you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to think about it. But this might be the last ride for 87 in Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. This might be your last opportunity to see Travis Kelce play a game in your stadium in his career. Now, I know that we've seen the quotes from Taylor Swift that says, oh, I like that he's doing it. He's still able to do it. I hope he keeps playing. He's enjoying it. I love it as well. We also are the home for Kansas City Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes joins Carrington every Tuesday. And he had this to say when Carrington asked him if this is possibly Patrick or Travis Kelce's last game at Arrowhead.
I have no idea. He hasn't said anything to me if he's thinking that. So I know he signed a 2-year extension before the season, and he seems like he still loves football, but he also has a great life as well. So either way, man, I just appreciate every single time I step on the field with that guy, knowing that he's a true legend of not only the Chiefs but of the NFL. And if it's his last game, let's go out there and get him a win. And if it's not his last game, let's go out and win anyways, huh?
Ask me if it's Travis Kelce's last game at Arrowhead.
Is it his last game at Arrowhead?
Yes. Ask me if it's Travis Kelce's last game at Arrowhead.
Is it Travis Kelce's last game at Arrowhead?
No. Okay. Like, I don't know what the right answer is to that question because both yes and no make complete sense. And it's okay to have both sides be the right answer but not know which one to pick, right? Like, you could see Travis Kelce, if they win this game, walk out of Arrowhead Stadium with another AFC championship going on to the Super Bowl to win that crown. Now, there's a couple of things that are floating out there about Travis Kelce that we need to get to the bottom of. He's 225 yards behind Jerry Rice for the all-time record in postseason receiving yards. He essentially has two more games to get 225 yards if this is the end. Is he going to be able to do that? It's going to be tough. It just is. It's like 225 yards receiving in two games is going to be tough. And he's only two touchdowns behind Jerry Rice for the all-time receiving total of touchdowns in the history of the NFL postseason. I got to be honest with you. From my standpoint, if I'm Travis Kelce, I want those records. Mm-hmm. And I am not taking off my jersey for the final time till I have those records. Because as Bink said earlier, mm-hmm. there are people still debating whether or not Gronk is the better tight end than Travis Kelce at this point in time. Ben Maller this morning said, if I'm Travis Kelce, I ain't leaving that field until they like forcibly force me to leave that field and cut my jersey off. Like, yeah. And so that's kind of where I am. But I would also understand if they three-peat and they win this whole thing, he walks off into the sunset. What a better way to go out on top. But I personally, if I were him, I'd want those records for Jerry Rice because you're this close. Could you imagine me like 6 yards shy of Jerry Rice and a touchdown shy? You got to come back for one more year.
First game he had 117. If he goes 117 and 117, what is that? That is
that's 200. Over the 225. Yeah.
That'd be what, 328 or 228?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, 7-7 is 14. So you put down the four, carry the one, 34.
234. So he'd have it. 234 if he did 117, 117.
Right.
I do think that numbers matter. But I think the one number that matters over them all is the three-peat.
Yeah.
He would then have four titles. He would won three in a row, solidified himself as the GOAT at that position, and would probably go down as the number one pass-catching duo in the history of the NFL until someone eclipsed that later on in the history of the NFL. This, to me, is reason number 132,553.02 Roll Tide Willie sort of quote there to go see this game.
Yeah.
And I think it's hilarious that some people will do that because that's what you watch this team for. That's why you watch this game. You go to see your superstars. As a kid, I went and saw Cal Ripken in his last tour at Kauffman Stadium. I saw Nolan Ryan's last game in Kauffman Stadium. Don't remember it, but I was there because my dad wanted to see it. Somebody in the text line says this already. They said, I bought tickets for me and the lady yesterday, lower level, fifth row for this reason. The $2,000 was worth it, man. Such a legend.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, one of the, I don't want to say selling points for this game to get people to decide to go to the game. This may be the last time you're going to see Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes play together at Arrowhead Stadium. There's a really good chance that this is the last time that you see both of them play together at Arrowhead Stadium. And if there's one thing I know about in life, and I think we've all been there, you know, Frank Sinatra regrets, I've had a few. If you decide to sell your tickets and not go to this game, and Travis Kelce, and they win, and Travis Kelce does retire after this season, aren't you going to live with that the rest of your life? Going, damn, I missed Travis Kelce's last game with Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead. I had that opportunity to go, and I chose not to. I think that's a big selling point for this game. In addition to, you know, obviously winning and going to the Super Bowl, this may be the last time you get to see Travis Kelce in person in Kansas City.
As a football player.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll still come to games, but I think that
imagine him banging the drum. He's got to do it on opening day if he retires, right? If they win the Super Bowl and Travis retires, he's got to bang the drum on opening day.
I mean, you just, I don't know. I guess you could use Kling as an example. Like, not everybody gets to go out the way they want to go out, right? Kling was able to do that in this industry that can be super brutal. Same with the NFL. I know that I'm not comparing, like, athletes, but, like, Travis Kelce, if he does win a third championship, gets to go out how he wants to go out. His brother didn't get to do that. I'm sure that's a little, agonizing.
I mean, losing that game in Tampa and walking away with that bad taste in your mouth after last year.
Obviously, he's doing well outside of football. He'll have outside sources be like, hey, man, do you like going up to practice every day? Do you want to do this every, you know, all the time? But
for a lot of these guys, though, it's about that bragging right more so than the money, you know?
And this time will come eventually later on in history for Mahomes. But I mean, this is like, to me, of this era, this is the first domino that will fall that will no longer be there. And I know that perspective sucks sometimes. But this is one of those guys that I've seen every year of their career. I remember him getting drafted out of Cincinnati in the third round, should have been a first round pick, but didn't because marijuana apparently was an evil thing back then as well. And he gets drafted in the third round, misses his entire rookie year with an ACL injury, comes back. He's a hot shot, hothead, you know, throwing towels at referees, saying the foot
locker. This close to getting cut by the Kansas City Chiefs.
And then all of a sudden, it's like this new career happens and the 1,000 yards every season. You start thinking Kelce moments that you'll always remember, whether they're at Arrowhead or not. I'll remember the 3 touchdowns in the first half against Houston. One of the funniest Travis Kelce games of all time. I think he had, 4 touchdowns against Vegas for 25 yards total. 4 catches, 4 touchdowns.
That's right. Remember
yards.
That game? Yeah.
Didn't need to do anything else.
The overtime game against the Chargers in 21. Yeah.
Caught the game-winning touchdown in the 13-second game against Buffalo. Fireworks are going off, and him and Mahomes are like, "Hold on, we gotta go say sorry to Josh Allen. We're just blacked out from the greatest game we've ever seen." And you think of all the moments, the parades, the "You Got to Fight," the "Viva Las Vegas," the Taylor Swift thing, like. His career has been loaded.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
From start to finish.
You could arguably say the best sports career in the history of any athlete with everything that's involved.
So I do think if you truly do believe that this is his last game at Arrowhead and you're going, soak it in a little bit. Yeah. Obviously, get the emotions and the juices of the game itself. But remember, like when you're out there in the stands and you're seeing 87 do his warm-ups, just watch his attitude. Watch his demeanor. Is he looking up to the rafters? Is he looking at the scoreboard? Is he soaking it all in? Attitude will tell you that because he doesn't know probably right now if it's his last game or not. A lot pending on the rest of his career. Again, 225, 2 touchdowns. He goes for 117 and 117 again in a touchdown each game. And wins a title, then I can ask that question again. Do you think this is Travis Kelce's last game?
And then I may say yes. Like if he has those records and a title when this thing is all said and done, at this point in time, what else do you have to play for? And then at that point in time, you have to ask yourself, am I going to stay around too long? Because you don't want to be Jerry Rice with the Denver Broncos, or you don't want to be Emmitt Smith with the Arizona Cardinals, and you don't want to be, you know, whoever played somewhere where they probably should. DJ with the Raiders. We can throw that out there. Jamal with the Broncos, you know.
Ichiro
like
in Miami.
Ichiro with the Marlins, yes. Hall of Famer
Dion
Ichiro.
With the Ravens.
Yeah, like the list kind of goes on and on and on of guys that you're like, you probably should have left a little bit sooner. But Travis Kelce is going to be the first guy that this generation of sports fans in Kansas City sees retires and walk away, and it's going to be the first one since George Brett that really has an impact on us. We've never seen an athlete retire or leave Kansas City that has accomplished this much and has meant so much to this town and to this organization. When he retires and does walk away, people will cry. People will be upset. People will be disappointed. People will be, you know, sentimental and all that. And that hasn't happened since 1993 when George Brett walked away and kissed home plate. And so that shows you the impact and the importance of Travis Kelce as a player. This will be the first retirement from a sport by a player that this generation, our generation of sports fans, truly feels and is impacted by.
Somebody says, must be a slow sports day. We can't be talking about Travis Kelce retiring. The reason we bring it up is because yesterday Mahomes was on the show called The Drive here on 96.5 The Fan with Carrington and Rob Breton, and they asked, and this is the answer.
I have no idea. He hasn't said anything to me if he's thinking that. So I know he signed a two-year extension before the season, and he seems like he still loves football, but he also has a great life as well. So either way, man, I just appreciate every single time I step on the field with that guy, knowing that he's a true legend of not only the Chiefs but of the NFL. And if it's his last game, let's go out there and get him a win. And if it's not his last game, let's go out and win anyways, huh?
Mm-hmm. Slow sports day is one of the things that I hate the most. That's like blaming the referees.
Yeah. Must be a slow sports day.
Oh, because we're not talking about what you want us to talk about?
Yeah. And there's a couple things I want to get to, because on the text line it says it seems like he would need like a send-off tour. But then they also responded with, but I don't see him being that guy. You also hear the audio of Mahomes being like, well, he hasn't said anything to me about it. I also see Travis Kelce being that guy, going up to him if they do win the third Super Bowl in a row, going, Pat, I'm done, baby. Yeah. This is it. Yeah. I'm done. I'm calling it quits. And then you let the season play out. Don't let there be a distraction, which again goes back to the beginning of this topic, where Travis Kelce used to be and where Travis Kelce is. That is a beautiful career, one that we will always remember.
Yep.
And I will tell you this, man, like, if it is his last one, enjoy it. And if it isn't, then
we have another one to go.
I mean, why not? But I'm just saying, like, I don't know the answer, but I know people will say, well, he hasn't said anything about it. He's not that guy. They know what's on the line. They've been talking about this since they got their rings from the two-peat, that they were focused on the three-peat. They're not worried about if this is their last game. I can see this happening where it's all over, and I guarantee you they win the Super Bowl. I guarantee you, Bob and Mac, if they win the Super Bowl, and what will be Nance that'll be up there doing the ceremony or whoever, or Fox, I guess.
Fox would be Tom Brady. How about Brady presenting a three-peat trophy to Patrick? Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, and then not only that, but like, could you imagine if they give the microphone, like, Travis, is this it? I could see maybe at that moment it goes one of two ways. I'm going to enjoy this, man, think about what everything is, and I'll get to a decision when it matters. Or he's like, yeah, this is it. Let's go out of the
Never band. Make that decision in that moment. Ever make that decision in that moment, because it will be awful. The only real people who do these retirement tours, a lot of narcissism involved in that, especially when you're not a player and you work in like a front office, you know, PR people,
like,
and do these farewell tours and whatnot, where you announce it before the year and you go on this farewell tour and the whole nine yards, like that. That's look at me. I don't sense that out of Travis Kelce. I really don't get that out of Travis. Like, he doesn't need to go to every stadium and get a rocking chair and things of that nature, or, you know, boots or whatever people want to give him to retire. I think Travis Kelce just goes, peace out, man. I ain't feeling 22 anymore. That's how it'll happen.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
Yeah.
He didn't play the last game last season for that 1,000 yards, you know, so I don't think he's that kind of guy.
Last one of the year. Just like we had the last library, this is the last Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeder time.
It's time for Max Pack.
Bittersweet. Did it all year. The list stayed pretty consistent. Chiefs at the top. Bills were in there. Ravens. Eagles did find their way into my top five list throughout the season. The Detroit Lions became a mainstay. Eventually, throughout midway through the season, I had to finally let go of my Green Bay Packers. You know, trials and tribulations through Max Pack first year, but we did it. Based on next year, we're going to do a couple lists here. So based on next year, going into next year, Max Pack starts like this, okay? Chiefs at one, Buffalo at two. The Washington Commanders, starting for next season, are number three on my Max Pack's list. Jaden Daniels, that defense is building. I think they get another weapon besides Terry McLaurin. Washington is the future in the NFC.
They have a ton of cap space, by the way.
Exactly. Yes. And that defense, that roster, like, isn't great this season.
That's where Tyreek Hill's going to go.
Oh, I saw okay. New England. We can get into that next segment. I think yes. we're doing that, right? Fact or fiction? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, New England. Yeah, I've heard a lot of things about Tyreek Hill.
Baltimore.
Tampa Bay one, too.
I heard he's got a lot of children as well.
No, you didn't hear. You know.
Oh.
You've seen.
And then Baltimore's going to stay at four. We'll talk about Lamar ad nauseum, I'm sure, all offseason. Then the Atlanta Falcons, my one hot take, going into next season for Max Pacs.
They you like Michael fit. Penix Jr., don't
I
you?
I like Michael
yeah,
Penix.
Yeah, told you he's good.
I like the coach. Yeah, but he was my third favorite quarterback coming out of the draft. I really like Michael Penix. And the NFC kind of sucks. The NFC South definitely sucks. Mm-hmm. I think Tampa Bay is going to be fine next year, but New Orleans, Carolina, and the rest of the NFC
Does
doesn't
Mike
have
Evans
star power.
Come back next year? What was that contract he signed? Was it like
Mike Evans? I think he has one more year.
He signed a 2-year big one.
I believe so.
God, I love that guy too.
He's so good.
Hall of Famer?
No question he's a Hall of Famer. He's just unbelievable.
Imagine
man.
If he and Kelsey both retire this year, the combined 1,000-yard seasons in a row for those two guys, it's like 17, 18.
And yet nobody talks about him ever.
Evans?
Yeah.
And he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Imagine
if he played with Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Not or only Andy Dalton.
Not only did he win a Super Bowl, he won a quarterback, a Heisman.
Well, okay.
There is that.
You guys regularly say that. That's not true, but that's okay. The coaches are remaining. Andy Reid 1, Dan Quinn 2, McDermott 3, Sirianni at 4 for me.
His record indicates that he's going to be in there somewhere. I mean, I know Sirianni's a tool. And not a lot of people like him.
He gets to the Super Bowl, though. You've got you just have to change.
Wins, man. Yep. Like he what is he like? Since he's been a coach, he has more wins in the NFL than other than maybe Andy Reid.
Regular season wins for sure. Yeah.
Regular season. But here's the thing about him: he's actually a good head coach because he doesn't try to get involved in the X's and O's. Man, just
because
manage
he doesn't
that team.
Know how to do
and
it,
and that's fine. Yeah. That which is fine,
I guess. But I mean, like, fine. Minute left in the game, you got your head coach being like, "All right, guys." And Dave, go ahead and give him the play.
That's right. Empower your people. Be a good leader, and you know, handle the press conference. Look, it works. It works, man. You can't deny it. Like I was looking at something from one of the stations in Philly this morning on their Twitter feed. If Nick Sirianni wins, do we have to change our opinion on? Yes, yes, you do. Like you can't continue to call somebody a stupid idiot when he's taken his team to the Super Bowl two of the last 3 years. You just can't do that. Idiots don't get their teams to the Super Bowl.
I disagree wholeheartedly, but that's okay. I think multiple idiots have won Super Bowl trophies. Sirianni, maybe next.
Who do you think is an idiot that's won a Super Bowl trophy?
Mike McCarthy.
See, I disagree with that. He's overcome narcissism with Aaron Rodgers and Jerry Jones to be a really good coach.
Brian Billick?
I don't know enough to say whether or not. Yeah, I don't know enough. That was like
Tony Dungy?
Well, now I think he's an idiot. But I used to think he was a legit coach.
Yeah, I think he's that bottom feeder over there.
I know. I mean, my whole impression of Tony Dungy has changed with the way he handled the Taylor Swift thing. I have no respect for the guy. I never will. Just won't.
He looks like those things from Toy Story that's like the claw. It moves. Yeah. Like you put one of those characters next to Tony Dungy. Tell me I'm wrong, dude. Tell me I'm wrong.
Here's my bottom feeders based on projections for next year going into the season in no particular order. I'm putting Detroit on the list, guys. You lost
Bob.
Both of your coordinators.
Bob.
Both of your coordinators are out the door.
And D-line coach.
And D-line coach just left. And that's not going to be the only coaches that leave there. How do you hire an offensive coordinator? They clearly had a good relationship with the quarterback, right? With Jared Goff. Did good things with Jared Goff, whatnot. They had some success up there. How are you going to replace that guy and get those same type of results?
You think that's going to drop him that low?
I think it could. Yeah. Well, I mean, Minnesota's going to be good again, right? Green Bay is going to be good again. Like that division is going to be tough again. You know, it's supposed to be a really, really good division. And if Ben Johnson is this second coming and has Caleb Williams playing like, I don't know, Andy Dalton, then maybe the Bears will be a formidable opponent in that division. Jacksonville. I have no idea. I mean, why is that team still in existence?
They got a pretty good pool out there in their stadium. You think there's any urine in there?
Oh.
I never see anybody get out. And it gets cloudier throughout the game.
It's nasty.
It's the pee.
Yeah, it's nasty. Like, they're hiring a guy I'd never heard of potentially to be head coach.
Liam Cohen?
Yeah, I'm out on that. Las Vegas, I'm out on. They don't even have a coach or a quarterback at this point in time.
They got Tom Brady, though.
But they do. He could do both.
Yeah, exactly.
He could really do both. He could call the game, play quarterback, and coach.
He's like Burt Reynolds from The Longest Yard.
Yep. Miami, I'm putting on my bottom feeder list. I think we're going to see a lot of attrition out of the Miami Dolphins. I think we're going to see player movement. I think we're going to see Tyreek Hill potentially traded. It's already starting the implosion there. I'll put them on the list. And Cleveland, just because they're Cleveland. And I have the Giants and Dallas on the outside looking in, hoping to get on this list of bottom feeders.
So again, Detroit, Jacksonville,
Vegas,
Miami,
Cleveland. Detroit's going to be an interesting one to watch. They are losing a lot.
They
man.
Have the most eyes on their franchise outside of the Bears.
Yeah.
I think those are the two most focused teams going into next year.
Yep.
One, Dan Campbell, the training wheels are gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to win, Dan. Your support group has moved on. And not only that, but maybe Minnesota's got – I mean, that AFC North in general is just – Bears have a whole thing going on. Minnesota, Kevin O'Connell just got an extension.
Mm-hmm.
They basically have, from what we've heard, are going to move on from Sam Darnold, which means they have Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy. Big gamble.
I mean, who's going to start there?
Real quick, because we got like 40 seconds. What if he does, like, let's say McCarthy's not ready, still has a setback and injury. What if Daniel Jones goes 14-3 next year with Kevin O'Connell?
Well, Kevin O'Connell, Greg, goes right to the Hall of Fame. Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones.
I mean,
people may be saying, hey, Andy, take a seat. This guy may be better. Yeah.
I mean, good Lord. He's the guy that goes on family vacations by collecting aluminum out of trash cans throughout the neighborhood.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but you can go on vacation if you want to do it. You just got to go through people's trash and make it your gold. And that's what he's doing with Darnold, Cousins, and then would be Daniel Jones. It's not going to happen.
I told you that story about Mahomes' trash, right? When Channel 9 showed where his house was on TV, friend's mother went over there and rummaged through his trash.
What the world?
Yikes.
She was a hoarder.
Or just weird. Weird going through people's trash. A lot of babies over there. A lot of diapers, man. Ugh. No, thanks. Remember those diaper genies? You put the diaper in there and turn the wheel?
I had one. I never thought it worked well.
Came out like a sausage link.
Yeah, but it just didn't work. We just threw them outside.
That'll knock you back four steps when you open that lid, man.
Oh,
boy.